Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. It is a Tuesday. We're live in Los Angeles. It's called The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, we're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. We are pivoting into the next 8 to 10 weeks. It's as good as American sports get. Baseball playoffs, college football, major conferences play is opening up. NFL begins in earnest in 2 days. This, we work in this business for about a 10-week stretch of greatness. And a lot of it converges September, October, early November. And Joy Taylor is joining me. Very exciting
time. A stretch of greatness.
It is a stretch of greatness. And you know, I rely on Vegas a lot.
Yes.
Because I'm media, right? Like, media's got agendas. Some people do. And fans are crazy. Fan is short for fanatics. And coaches always say nice stuff about their players. They protect their players. So who can you trust? Well, you can trust Vegas. Vegas cares about one thing: lettuce, money. That's all Vegas cares about. They have no agenda other than making money. So whether it comes down to political elections, they like Joe Biden. And about a month out, they were on Biden. I'm like, all right, that's who's going to win the election. And I often, having lived there for 7 years, met a lot of people who make those lines. I don't know why you don't trust them and you trust the Wall Street guys with your money, but whatevs. Here's what Vegas thinks about Matt Stafford. He's the new Rams quarterback. So last year, Matt Stafford won 5 games in Detroit. And then he leaves and goes to L.A. And that terrible Jared Goff goes to Detroit. You know what Vegas has the Lions over-under at this morning? 5. Not a half game better with Jared Goff over Matt Stafford. Well, what about the Rams? Well, the Rams won 10 games last year with terrible Jared Goff. Thank goodness he's out of here. Stafford's in. The over-under total in Vegas on the Rams is 10.5. Vegas does not buy Matt Stafford as a messiah or a savior. If you go look at Matt Stafford's career, his 12 years in Detroit, couple of different injuries, he averaged 7 wins. That's about it. He had 2 good years. 2011, he had Calvin Johnson doing amazing things. 2014, he finally had a decent defense. 3 playoffs. And they didn't do much in those. Now, he only averaged about 1 or 2 Pro Bowlers during those years. So let me give you a comp. Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck had the wrong coach, the wrong GM, terrible O-line. But Andrew Luck, unlike Stafford, was not lost or hurt in his first year or two in the league. No, he was 11-5, then 11-5, then 11-5, and actually got to the AFC Championship. Don't ask me how. They had no players. So let's take Stafford out of the transformative category. Like, Andrew Luck was transformative. We've never seen a number one pick go to a terrible team and not only win, but like win big with nothing. So let's take him out of that category, because I hear a lot of that in Los Angeles. Oh, Matt Stafford's going to change the world. No, he's not. But it's interesting. What Matt Stafford couldn't consistently do is overcome dysfunction in Detroit. And I am not saying it's easy. Detroit's poorly run. But I saw Carson Palmer do it in 7 years in Cincinnati with multiple playoff seedings. I saw Kurt Warner do it in Arizona. I saw Andrew Luck do it. And I saw Deshaun Watson until last year do it in Houston. I've seen guys who have overcome regularly. Deshaun Watson, multiple consecutive playoffs in Houston. Carson Palmer, Cincinnati was as poorly run or worse than Detroit. He got him to the playoffs several times in 7 years. Kurt Warner, Arizona, Andrew Luck, he's not that. So the question is, how good is he? Well, here's what I find funny. Who we love and who we don't. With the Rams defense, which was number one in the league last year, the best defensive player in the league probably in a decade, Aaron Donald, and with Sean McVay as coach, and we all acknowledge he's really good, and with an offensive line that was rated top 3 last year, no reason to think there'll be a great drop-off this year, and an excellent wide receiving core. Are you telling me Matt Ryan and Derek Carr, Vegas wouldn't have them at 10 wins? That's interesting, right? It's interesting. Nick Wright made me think of this morning and adds a layer to this argument. Not a criticism of Matt Stafford, but it's interesting who we fall in love with in the National Football League.
Matt Stafford was in Detroit when they had Jim Caldwell. Jim Caldwell was there for 4 years. And Jim Caldwell, by the way, you know, won Super Bowl, assistant coach with Indy, coached Indy to a 14-2 season as a head coach, ran Baltimore's offense when Joe Flacco looked like Joe Montana for a month. Did he have weapons? Well, he had Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate for 2 of those years together. He had Marvin Jones. He had weapons around him. And he squeezed out more than 9 wins once.
Now, I don't want to be Mr. Negative. I live in Los Angeles, and I like Matt Stafford. But I say this as a consistent theme on this show. I watch the media, who they fall in love with, who they embrace. And I find it fascinating how they've now dumped on Goff and elevated Stafford. And you know who hasn't? Vegas. And I always trust Vegas. Let me shift gears to this. I know it's a Baker Mayfield topic. Mr. Negative. No, it's not. But Pro Football Focus is interesting. So they did their all NFL underrated team. And Baker was the quarterback. And I thought, well, I'm going to go, 12 national TV commercials, underrated. All right. I'm going to go to Merriam-Webster, the dictionary this morning. And I'm going to look up the word because I want to get it right. You know, Joy and I talk about this. Not about being right, about getting it right. So what is underrated? Let's get the exact definition of underrated. Rated or valued too low. In fact, the synonyms are unnoticed, unrecognized, uncredited. Baker Mayfield? I'm going to put up Derek Carr's numbers. And I want you to think about this when I show you Derek Carr's numbers. Derek Carr has a coach we're not sure can coach and a GM we're not sure can GM. He had to move franchises, does not have a number one receiver. And yet Derek Carr, and I'm going to give you 3 years with Gruden and Mayock, and you would admit to me you're not sure if Gruden and Mayock are going to make it past this year. 69% completion percentage. 2.5-1 TD to interception ratio. 99 passer rating. No number one receiver. They had to move the franchise. And if you've looked at recent days' transactions in the NFL, we're not sure this organization in the executive area and coaching knows what the hell they're doing. Now let's look at Baker Mayfield's numbers in terms of underrated. With the best offensive line, I'm not even going to count his 3 years. I'm not going to do it because he's had some dysfunction, you know, like Derek Carr's had. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to count 1 year last year when he had the coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski, who appears, and the GM, Andrew Berry, appear to be very smart, talented young executives and coaches. His completion percentage significantly lower than Carr. TD interception ratio is fine. Passer rating lower. But, I mean, Baker's numbers are fine. But that's with the coach of the year, the best offensive line, a clear Jarvis Landry's a great young receiver. He's not a top five, but he's really, really good. Excellent running backs. Look at those numbers. Let's go back to the synonyms for underrated. Unnoticed, unrecognized. Folks, Lamar Jackson has been an MVP, doesn't have one national TV commercial. Baker Mayfield is like Blake Griffin. I can't watch a sporting event without him showing up on my television set. Look at the last couple of days the Raider moves. They're getting rid of third-round picks that never took a snap with the Raiders. So if you're asking me, it's funny who we embrace. And the Pro Football Focus, I would strongly suggest to my staff, we go on Amazon, buy a dictionary, and send it to Pro Football Focus. Baker's a lot of things. Underrated? He was a number one pick. He won a Heisman. He's on every commercial in the league. We all acknowledge that once they pay him, this roster won't be nearly as neat and tidy. Derek Carr is not only more underrated. Derek Carr is the most underrated player in the league. Folks, go look at what chaos has done to Andrew Luck. It got him out of the league. Go look at what chaos has done to great players in this league. We don't even know if the Raiders know what they're doing. And they don't have a number one receiver. And they've moved. This is not a shot at Baker Mayfield. But both the Stafford commentary and the Baker commentary, it is weird to me who we embrace, who we root for, who we elevate, who we discard, who we roll our eyes at. Maybe Jared Goff's not terrible. And I know Derek Carr isn't terrible. All right, good stuff today. We are ready to go. Thursday, the NFL season begins. The Dallas Cowboys wobbly and hobbled. And Jerry Jones is talking again today. Jerry's talking. I don't think he's being honest with what he's saying, but Jerry Jones is talking. We'll have that next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests we're gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Limited time Casper, 15% off select mattresses, 10% off pillows and sheets. Casper's Labor Day sale. Go to Casper.com. So I'll give my final herd hierarchy in the preseason. 45 minutes. I'll just lay out my top 10 teams and why as we get ready for the NFL season. There's not going to be, I would imagine, any injuries over the next couple of days. It's walkthroughs, not a lot of hitting before Thursday's opener and Sunday's game. So, it would be, I make no bones about this, is you drive the bus for this show. What you like, I talk about. Ohio State football losing is more interesting than Purdue winning. Tiger Woods chaos and losing was more interesting than Rocco Mediate winning. Like, that's nothing against people that win, but I'm in the business of attracting people to this show, and people, you know, they like Greek tragedies. They like the rise and the fall of great. So I talk about LeBron struggles, LeBron good. That's more interesting than 95% of the players winning big, and that's just the business I'm in, right? Like, it's, I've always said, this is a grocery store. You like bread, eggs, milk, cheese, produce. That's what you like. I don't have anchovies up front. There's no vanilla extract by the cash register. I put the stuff you like. It's my job to make it as interesting as I can. But I'm in the omelet business, not the egg business. I'm not here to make something. You tell me what's good, and I'll serve it in my, you know, way of serving it. And so the Dallas Cowboys are always popular, even when they're losing. Now, a couple years ago, they were so bad when Tony Romo got hurt pre-Dak that you couldn't talk about them. I mean, they were literally, arguably, the worst team in the league. But this year, they'll score a bunch of points. They'll be productive. Dak is back. I think they're a borderline playoff team. Jerry Jones was talking about Hard Knocks. He does not see it as a distraction. He's not worried about the Dak injury. Here's Jerry Jones.
I'm such a believer that that attention causes the players to practice and push even more than if it weren't there. I think people do better when they know a lot of eyeballs are on them.
I do not believe that's true. That's why a lot of reality couples get divorced. I don't think more eyeballs is better. In fact, of the 16 last quarterbacks that have been on Hard Knocks, one, Matt Ryan, even made a Pro Bowl. I don't think it's good for teams. Nor do I think Dak is 100%. Leg injury, shoulder injury, I've got questions. But I will say this about the Cowboys and the NFL in general. We know that baseball needs certain franchises to win to get ratings. Yankees, Cubs, Dodgers, Red Sox. We know that. We know that in the NBA, LeBron, Kevin Durant, Lakers, big brands help move the needle. Think about the current state of the NFL. The five biggest NFL brands, and this has been the case for a long time, are the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Packers, the Bears, and the New York Giants. The Giants are in a rebuild, kind of a mess. The Bears aren't in a rebuild, but always feel like a semi-mess. The Cowboys have been average for 25 years. The Steelers are picked third in their division. And the Packers, even Vegas, is pulling back this year. A lot of distractions. Who's currently winning in the NFL is Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, Cleveland should win, the Colts. And yet the numbers, all through preseason, NFL draft, are record-setting. I wish the Cowboys were more interesting. Mike McCarthy's boring. Dak's productive, but kind of boring. They don't have a ton of chaos. Zeke's even grown up. They're not an overly verbal team. They don't talk. The owner does. Green Bay, combustible. Seattle Steelers, personalities. Cleveland, damn interesting. But I think it shows the power of the NFL that Dallas and the Steelers and the Bears and the Giants and the most noteworthy teams are all kind of stuck in a weird malaise, and none of you seem to care. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Boy, the Mac Jones hype train is...
Uh-oh, what happened now?
It has left. It is on the way, full steam ahead. Hall of Fame projections. No, it is happening, though. The Mac Jones hype train is happening.
All right.
It's a thing.
Here we go.
So Mac Jones will kick off his NFL career. Patriots take on the Dolphins on Sunday, which is a very exciting matchup, to Alabama quarterbacks. And he has a big fan in Drew Brees. Former quarterback said, the minute the Patriots took Mac Jones at 15th, I said, that's the steal of the draft. It's probably the guy who is most ready to play NFL quarterback right now. I think Mac Jones is going to have the most success of any rookie quarterback, not just this year, but probably for the next few years.
In terms of wins, he may be right, because it is a perfect spot for him. Best coach, probably best defense.
It's
winning games,
best,
yes.
The best defense of the rookie quarterbacks. I might lean San Francisco, but we don't know if Trey Lance is going to play right away. So I think you have to narrow it down to the ones that we know are going to play right away, right? Which is Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Mac Jones. We don't know when Justin Fields is going to play, and we don't know when Trey Lance is
going to
play.
So we know he's going to win the most games compared to those guys.
Correct.
That won't be close.
Yes, I think everyone can safely say that. He is in a better situation for defense and coaching as well, as you mentioned. But I did hear this a lot about Mac Jones. Like, this was the thing. I didn't know what to make of Mac Jones in the draft either. I really wasn't sure.
Alabama quarterbacks have not exactly hit it rich in the pros.
No, right. And we don't know what any of these quarterbacks are going to be.
I mean, Tua and Jalen Hurts and Mac, the jury's still out in all three. We don't know anything.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. We haven't seen Mac yet, other than preseason. So I did hear this a lot, that he's the most NFL ready out of all of them. That's what everyone kept saying because of the...
Saban's a pro coach.
Saban's a pro coach, the coordinators he has at Alabama, the system that they run there, the amount of reps that he has, like everything...
SEC, football.
Yes, all of those things were said about Mac Jones going into the draft. This is the best case, this is the best landing spot for any of the rookies.
Perfect.
I do think he fits this... New England style. He kind of has that low-key personality.
Right.
And clearly Belichick trusts him.
Think about this. So last year, New England ran, Joy, 51.3% of the time they ran the ball. That was second most in the league. I think Baltimore was one. So it's a heavy running team. And if you sort of look at the O-line and the running back group, it's reasonable to think they will, along with Baltimore, run the ball more than any team. So if they run it 52%, 48% of the time, Mac Jones is really not crucial in the offense. So, I mean, when I look at Mac, what are you asking him to do? Like, I think Chicago's problematic with Justin Fields, and Andy Dalton will discover this. If you double or roll your coverage to Allen Robinson, who gets open for Chicago? And they don't run the ball terribly effectively.
And so the offensive line is
very good. Almost have to find a word. I think Mac's going to win the most games. I don't know if that means he's great, but I do think if you just look at the data on New England, there's a chance that 48% of the time they will not ask him to do anything.
Well,
hand the ball off.
Then so what is the...
So what is the term?
What's the evaluation for
exactly.
Like who had the best season? Are we going off of wins or are we going off of individual performance?
Somebody said this to me about Matt because I kept saying, you keep telling me, you know, he's got this and that. And I keep saying, show me the proof Alabama guys win. Even now we have three starters. We don't know any of them. And somebody said there is value in having pro coaches. Sark had coached in the league and Saban had coached in the league. And he said the one thing Mac does, and he was a skeptic of Mac too, he said the one thing he does, he's been listening to an NFL language. And by the way, Alabama, like New England, doesn't ask you to carry the franchise.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you go to Oklahoma, that's a college offense. You are intricate as the quarterback at Oklahoma. You're really the centerpiece of the offense.
But isn't that the question that we have with all these young quarterbacks is that we pretty much know, for the most part, if you're taken that high, that you have, you know, you have the intelligence to understand an NFL playbook and learn things.
Right.
You have raw talent to develop. You're going to be able to game manage, as they say, which everyone always thinks is a negative thing, and it's really not at all. But are you able to make the spectacular play in the crucial moment with the pressure on the line when everything's falling apart?
Well,
because that, to me, is the difference between a manageable guy.
And a great.
Yeah. Or not even a great, like a good franchise quarterback.
You know, we forget this about Brady, though. Tom wasn't great early. He inherited a great coach and a great defense. So I always go back to this. It's just like kids. Some kids grow up in an unstable house with chaos. Some have chaos. The kid that grows up with less chaos and more support, he may not be as gifted but his chances of excelling are just higher because of the environment. So I think Max, if we put a percentage on, let's say this, if we had a bust percentage on all these guys, Max is really low. Now his ceiling's lower, but if I said to you bust percentage, it's almost like being a kid in a stable house. The chance of you really going off the cliff is just lower, even if you don't end up at Harvard. or you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think I'm looking the other end of the telescope. I think Mac's bust percentage now is really low.
Because of where he landed.
Just really, really.
And I'm not taking anything away from what Mac might become.
Right.
I just, I'm wondering how we're going to evaluate. Like, at the end of this year, are we going to be able to take a step back and truly evaluate what each of these guys did
so
in
you
their
and I
first
have,
year.
We've been looking through one end of the telescope. You and I both have for these guys. Stardom. If you flip it around and just go, okay, who won't flail? Then your argument for Mac Jones is...
it becomes much easier because there's less chaos he has to manage.
And you can really see Justin...
Actually, like, no chaos he has to manage.
I mean, you can see Justin Fields going to Chicago, and the offensive line's a mess. Allen Robinson, and he's running for his life, starts bad habits.
Absolutely. That's the fear. That's why they have Andy Dalton out there.
Yeah.
So Seahawks left tackle Dwayne Brown has ended his hold-in and has returned to practice. He had not participated in on-field work with the team since the start of training camp as he looked for a new deal, and he has reportedly gotten his wish with a reworked contract that maxes out at $12 million for this season.
Oh, did they rework it?
Yes. So this deal converts per-game bonuses to guaranteed money.
Was this morning?
And yes, this just came down. And adds an injury protection benefit for 2022.
Okay, so he got $2 million more this year, Dwayne Brown, who, by the way...
Some guaranteed money.
Okay, so he's exceptional. This is important. This is not a small story. I didn't know that. That just came down.
Yeah,
Dwayne Brown's a great... Dwayne Brown is wildly athletic for a big left tackle. This is a huge... That offensive line is still suboptimal at center, and Gabe Jackson, I'm told, got about a year left in this league. So this is a big deal. He's a tremendous left tackle.
It's important for... Russell Wilson, obviously, as well, because he was campaigning, obviously, to get his left tackle back. Now, he did come back to practice, so obviously he probably had some more inside information on this deal being close to being done. But they did rework it with him, so he is back. And Quandre Diggs also ended his hold-in without a new deal and is on track to play for week one.
All right. So that's a big story.
Yeah.
So that must have just... Because I know he made $10 million and wanted more, so we got more guarantees.
He got $2 million, or maxes out $12 million for the season, and it... converted his per game bonuses to guaranteed money and adds injury protection for 2022.
Good for him. Good for Seattle.
So the Ravens lost another running back. Justice Hill reportedly tore his Achilles and will miss the 2021 season. This comes just over a week after Baltimore lost J.K. Dobbins for the year as well. So Following the Hill news, the team worked out some running backs, including Le'Veon Bell and Devontae Freeman, to fill out their roster. They also worked out Elijah Holyfield, who was waived by the Eagles last week. So Gus Edwards is slated to start at running back.
Good, solid. He's solid.
Well, they had so J.K. Dobbins was out for the 2021 season. Last year he had 805 yards for 9 touchdowns. Gus Edwards had the most carries last year, 144, had 723 yards and 6 touchdowns. So they're in a okay spot with Gus Edwards there, but obviously they're very thin, having lost J.K. Dobbins and Justice Hill now. And they lost Mark Ingram, who is now with the Texans. So they are going to have to sign someone. They were the number one rush offense in the last of the two seasons, but Lamar Jackson has a little bit of something to do with that. So
I don't love this. Not in that division. It's run the ball.
It's not great. It's not great having already lost J.K. Dobbins and now losing Justice Hill.
It's not good.
Well, they still have Lamar Jackson, obviously. So that's very important to the dynamic element of their offense.
But I have them in Cleveland tying. Do I feel less about Baltimore this morning? Yeah, I do.
I mean, I think you have some questions. Yeah. I don't think adding Le'Veon Bell or Devontae Freeman is a terrible replacement for Justice Hill.
There's always running backs on the market. I mean, I was thinking about somebody. So New England had a bevy, and they traded Sony Michel to the Rams. Somebody else, I was thinking about this yesterday, somebody else is pretty thick at running back. Oh, Seattle has Rashad Penny, Chris Carson, DJ Dallas, Homer, and Alex Collins. So if I am the Ravens, I would call Seattle. I predicted the Rams would go out and get one. If I'm the Ravens, I call Seattle today and I make a deal. Rashad Penny, the Seahawks would move him, former first rounder, in a heartbeat. So Seattle's got like 5 capable running backs. If I'm Baltimore, I get on the phone and make a move and get one of Seattle's running backs.
You would do that over just signing Le'Veon Bell or Devontae Freeman without having to give anything
up? I want
up?
Guys who have been in camp ready to go. I think Seattle's a little thick at running back. I know they like Carson. They love Carson and they love Collins and they love, I think they love the kid from Miami, DJ Dallas. I think they love him. But I think the other two they'd move. They'd move Homer and they'd move Rashad Penny. I'm just going to throw it out there.
let's play GM. Sometimes when we do this, they hear and then they do it.
It works. So yeah. Baltimore, call Seattle and pick up a Pete Carroll running back. By the way, Seattle's trying to get more draft picks because they pay Russell so much. So Seattle would take a 5th or a 6th round draft pick, a 6th round draft pick for a running back.
Absolutely.
There you go. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
Albert Breer, of course, is listening to this nonsense. He's like, what is Coward doing? He joins us live, sponsored by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. It's interesting, though.
Yeah.
Seattle does have 5 running backs, because I know the Collins kid, Pete Carroll, last night said he's going to make the team. And I look at Baltimore and I think, I'm sorry, but between Pittsburgh's defensive front and Cleveland's offensive firepower, you're a run team. You need another running back. I'm not nuts here, right?
Yeah, you know what's crazy about it is just thinking about the way the Rams situation played out. I know they wanted to get a look at their younger guys, Xavier Jones and Jake Funk, before they went and made another move to complement Daryl Henderson at tailback. And so they waited it out and figured out we need another hand here. Henderson got back banged up a little bit. And the Ravens are sort of in like an accelerated version of that, where I think they do trust Gus Edwards the same way that the Rams have some, you know, trust in the ability of Daryl Henderson, and there's a lot of feel in that building like, okay, like maybe Gus Edwards can be that every down back. You just haven't seen it yet,
right?
You know, and you haven't seen him hold up over the course of a full year as a full-time tailback, and it's a big leap to just assume that a guy's going to be able to do that. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if they're looking for some insurance at tailback. We saw that with the workouts yesterday, bringing in guys like Le'Veon Bell. And yeah, I mean, I think looking at teams that are heavy at the tailback position, Seattle and New England would be 2 of them, would be a smart thing to do. And I can certainly see the Seahawks, you know, looking at it and saying, okay, maybe Baltimore had a nice draft grade a couple of years ago on Rashad Penny. Maybe we can get something back for him.
Yeah, and Seattle, by the way, again, with Russell Wilson's contract, they want draft picks because they've got to get some cheap labor here because they're paying him and now Dwayne Brown and Bobby Wagner and Jamal Adams, big money. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. Vegas has no agenda. So Stafford wins 5 games with the Lions. He leaves. Goff replaces him. They're over-under in Vegas, 5 wins. The Rams won 10 with Goff. He leaves. Stafford comes in. They're over-under. It's 10.5, and Goff won 10. Is the media higher on Stafford than the reality of Stafford. If you go back and look, no consistency, hurt twice. You know, a lot of fourth quarter comeback wins, mostly due to the fact they trailed in the fourth quarter. When you talk to NFL people, what do they say about Stafford, and what do they predict for this Rams connection?
So your timing on this, Colin, is flawless, because right now I'm running a poll of GMs, of scouts, of head coaches, of assistant coaches, and generally I'll wind up getting 50 or 60 ballots back. Right now we're at 38, so that's a pretty good chunk of the NFL, bunch of head coaches involved in that, bunch of general managers involved in that. So the top six quarterbacks, number one's Mahomes, number two is Rodgers, number three right now through 38 ballots is Josh Allen, number four is Tom Brady, number five is Russell Wilson, and right there at six is Matthew Stafford. So I think there are a lot of people in the NFL, and I'm not talking about media, I'm talking about coaches and scouts, who believe Matthew Stafford is going to explode for the Rams. And I think you're well aware of how the Rams feel about this. I mean, a couple things that I think they believe they're going to be able to do. First thing, that Shanahan style of offense that Sean McVay runs is at its optimal place if you can attack all three levels of the defense. Stafford is going to allow the Rams to do that in a way that they couldn't with Jared Goff. And then the other piece of it, Stafford's like a coach out on the field. I mean, that's the one thing that really surprised Sean and the Rams staff. It wasn't so much the physical ability. They could see all that on tape. It was how advanced he is. And, you know, I know that there are some coaches in Detroit a few years ago that had also worked with Peyton Manning, Jim Caldwell's staff, right? And all those guys would tell you, you know, from a mental standpoint, Stafford's not that far off from where Peyton Manning was when they'd coached him. And so it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, a guy who has that sort of backlog of knowledge of just football that Stafford has, injecting him into Sean McVay's offense, injecting the fact that he can attack all three levels. I think that's what other people in the league are looking at when they say they believe he's going to be a top five or six quarterback this year.
It's interesting. Mike Mayock said last week, we need to make the playoffs. John Gruden said yesterday, I don't feel any pressure. If the owner, Mark Davis, is upset with me, he hasn't let me know, and he would. And I will say this. I do think Gruden and Vegas are good for the NFL. I think it's a really good brand fit. That's nothing against Oakland. But I think they feel big. Gruden feels big. Yeah. Vegas feels big. The city's got a personality. Gruden's got a personality. When you talk to people around the league, I'm watching some of their roster moves in the last couple of days. Boy, they have really missed on a lot of draft picks. Where are you on the Raiders? Where are your sources on the Raiders right now in Gruden's act in Vegas?
There were rumors leading up to the draft that there was going to be a shakeup in personnel in Vegas after the draft. Now, it didn't happen. I think perception around the league holds right now, Colin, that there are some financial issues that team is going through. And part of it stems to COVID, because they expected this huge windfall from the move to Vegas. And obviously, they couldn't cash in on that because they were in an empty stadium all of last year. And so, you know, I think that's, you know, that connects to some of the personnel moves they made this offseason. And maybe it bought people in the personnel department some time. I haven't heard much about the idea that John Gruden could be gone in 2022. But I'll tell you this. This is going to be his fourth year. If you miss the playoffs 4 years in a row, somebody's got to pay.
Yeah.
And whether that's Mayock or Gruden, I don't know. I'm not sure that Mark Davis would want to foot the bill for a clean sweep where you're cleaning up the entire coaching staff and you're cleaning out the entire personnel department. But you would think that if they don't make the playoffs for a fourth consecutive year, somebody's going to have to pay. And I actually think, like, a lot of the things that Mayock's done are he's done some nice things there. But it wouldn't surprise me if he winds up being the scapegoat in this whole thing if they don't make the playoffs in 2021.
By the way, I'm going to ask you, I want to ask you about the Cam Mac Jones thing. And regardless, now there's not a huge market for Cam. That's yesterday's news. Joy and I talked about this. 51.3% of the time last year, New England hands the ball off. They run. And so I think their running back stable is deeper than last year. I think the offensive line's better, and they've upgraded at tight end. So tight end being, you know, 8 yards and less, shorter passing routes. And my takeaway is, instead of worrying about Mac being a star, turn the telescope around. He has almost, to me, no bust rate at all. And I kind of look at this offense, and my gut is here is they looked at it and they just thought, let's be honest, we've gone through this before. It's the first 3 years of Brady. You know, where we asked him to just don't wreck the car. What is your kind of sense from what you hear within the organization? I think they're one of these teams in the NFL. There's not many of these. Actually, it's the first Belichick team that I think is a little undervalued, maybe in 10 years. Your thoughts on what we're going to see this year?
I came across an incredible stat last week. And consider this. Since 1971, there have been 9 quarterbacks that have won Offensive Rookie of the Year. 6 of those 9 quarterbacks had top 4 running games. 4 out of 32. I mean, these guys had elite running games. And so I think you're right on to look at Damian Harris and look at that offensive line and look at a restocked defense. You wish they had Stephon Gilmore out there, but when they're at full strength and Gilmore's back out there and healthy, that could be a top 5 or 6 defense. They were really, really good 2 years ago and had all the opt-outs last year. And so the formula is exactly what you said. It's how can we put Mac Jones in a position where he's not in bad down and distance situations consistently,
right,
where he's not playing from behind. And I think that they can do that with the roster that they have right now. Does that mean they're going to compete with the Chiefs and the Bills and the Bucks and the Packers at the top of the NFL? Maybe not, but I mean, I think so much of the basis of the Patriots dynasty and so much of the way they played the game the last 20 years was waiting for somebody else to screw it up.
Right.
Like, if you watch the way their games are played, in a lot of cases it's, well, we don't think you can go 14 plays on us consistently. We think you're going to turn it over at some point. We think something stupid's going to happen and we're going to be able to cash in. And in a lot of cases, they're right. And so if they can put Mac Jones in a position where he's not in 3rd and 15 and he's not playing from a 3-touchdown deficit, I think Mac Jones can be good enough. Now, it's another question whether or not he can carry a team 5 years from now when maybe he's making a lot more money than he is right now. But as for today in 2021, I think the formula is in place for him to be successful. And again, it doesn't mean him throwing for 5,000 yards.
That's right.
But 3,000, 3,500 yards in an offense that's going to keep him out of bad situations consistently, I think you can certainly see that happening.
Great stuff. Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback. Check out their MMQB power ratings. I think you'll be surprised where Green Bay falls. As always, Albert, great sourcing. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
Top of the hour, my final herd hierarchy before the season starts. No highs and lows here, just pragmatic. That's what we do on this show. Very little emotion. The accounting firm of American television. All data.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests we're gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Kickoff Week is sponsored by Las Vegas, your home for all live sports. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on.
I'm thinking about going to Vegas this weekend.
Really?
Making things happen in my life.
Well, you know, are you going to stay at our secret hotel?
Yes, I am. Joy and I, there's one hotel to stay at, and we're not going to tell you what it is.
Nope.
The second thing I've always learned, if you have a good dentist, don't tell anybody, or a good
doctor.
It was
just, it was like, I felt like such a rich old auntie. I'm there to see my nephew's game. I just fly in, go to my luxurious room.
It's got a secret ballet.
Yes, it's like a little garden. So we're saying too much. We're going to give it away. No more clues.
Yeah, it's a lot of smoking there. No, it's there's a way to do every city.
Yes.
Like you go to Rome, there's a way to do Rome. You want to stay out of the tourist spots. You don't want to go in August when it's hot, right?
Yeah, like, I went in July.
Yeah, like there's a way to do places. There's a way to do Vegas, because Vegas is not a place. Fun comes to you.
Yes.
You don't have to go to the fun. Fun will come to you. So what you need to do is make sure you're at a place by 11:45 to midnight. It's quiet. And this place can get quiet.
Well, it depends on what you want from Vegas. Because you always know who went to Vegas to, like, relive the Hangover movie. Because
yeah.
They're the ones that are, like, walking through the casino sideways, like, leaning on the tables.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's one more drink, bro! Vegas! Amateurs.
So, Cam Newton didn't have much of a market. No reason to beat up on him. Bill Belichick was talking about Cam Newton. It's over. And that Cam did everything he had asked of him. Here's Belichick on Cam.
I have nothing but positive thoughts and feelings for Cam. You know, he came in here, he worked hard, he gave us everything he had. And right now, our future is going to be Mac at quarterback. And so that's where we're going to go.
By the way, I do think Cam did everything he could do last year. I thought he was dealt a horrible hand. If you really go back and look what Belichick did last year, he gave up on the season. I mean, basically, eight guys opted out. They led the league. I mean, Bill was just thought it was all nonsense. I mean, Bill has had his own personal issues and comments on COVID that aren't necessarily aligned with a lot of people. And I think Bill just gave up on the season, and Cam had to carry the luggage. And I thought he was better than people said, despite the fact no preseason, got COVID, was obviously weak for like 2 days after COVID or two games. I thought he was fine. My knock on Cam has always been the media's handling of Cam. It borders on fanaticism. Of the 9 years he was in Carolina, five of them he had a top 10 defense. He had a very good coach, perhaps not great, but good in Ron Rivera. And they were in a mushy division where Tampa and Atlanta are seemingly always in a rebuild. And they just never had back-to-back winning seasons. I've always thought the media's job, my job, is to add context. I'm not always right. When you watch political pundits, they're not always right. When I watch, during an election, political people, I'm not looking for right. I'm looking for context. And I've always thought the media picks and chooses who they defend. And I think what Cam was so unique and so interesting and had such a personality, the media loves stories. And they love Cam. He's interesting. He was a power-running quarterback. And I've come to terms with that. The media has a weak spot. And the weak spot's unique and fun and interesting. And Cam was that. Hour two next.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.